Welcome to OnkLive On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. OnkLive On Air is a podcast from OnkLive, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, OnkLive covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by Ipsen, we had the pleasure of speaking with Zev A. Weinberg, MD, about the FDA approval of first-line NALIRIFOX for patients with metastatic pancreatic adenocarcinoma. Dr. Weinberg is a professor of medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles, as well as co-director of the UCLA Gastrointestinal Oncology Program. This regulatory decision was backed by findings from the Phase 3 NAPOLI 3 trial, in which patients who received NALIRIFOX achieved a median overall survival of 11.1 months versus 9.2 months in patients who received gemcitabine plus nab-paclitaxel. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Weinberg discussed the significance of this approval, key data from NAPOLI 3, and the potential evolution of NALIRIFOX's role in the treatment of patients with pancreatic cancer. Thank you so much, Dr. Weinberg, for speaking with us today about the FDA approval of NALIRIFOX in metastatic pancreatic cancer. What was the design of the pivotal NAPOLI 3 trial?
Yes, so the approval is based on the NAPOLI 3 trial, in which randomized patients with newly diagnosed pancreatic cancer to either NALIRIFOX, which was the investigational arm, which contains, of course, liposomal irinotecan, oxaliplatin, and infusional 5-FU, versus standard dosing of gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel. And it was a one-to-one randomization with the primary endpoint of overall survival. And the study results showed an improvement in overall survival that was statistically significant of about 2 months, going from 9.2 to 11.1 months with a hazard ratio of 0.83 that met statistical significance. And in accordance with that, the FDA decided to approve this regimen.
What other key efficacy findings emerged from this trial?
So I think the main efficacy finding is obviously it's very hard to show improvement in overall survival in a randomized phase 3 trial in pancreatic cancer. It hasn't been done since 2010 or 11 with the emergence of nab-paclitaxel and the FOLFIRINOX regimens at around the same time. So since then, there have been many studies that have been done in pancreatic cancer failed to meet their endpoint. So the fact that it met its primary endpoint of overall survival is significant. It also met its endpoint of progression-free survival, which was improved to 7.2 months with the NALIRIFOX arm, which also is about as highest as we've ever seen with PFS in a randomized trial in metastatic pancreatic cancer. The response rates were not significantly different statistically between the two arms.
What is the safety profile of NALIRIFOX in this population?
So the safety profile of NALIRIFOX is similar to what most of us have been using, which is FOLFIRINOX, which has GI toxicities that are noticeable, and there was certainly an increase in GI toxicities in the experimental arm versus the control arm. Interestingly, there was less peripheral neuropathy than we typically see. This is because lower doses of oxaliplatin were utilized in this regimen. In addition, there was similar rates of other typical adverse events like fatigue and things of that nature. The tendency I think we have is to assume that we'll have less neuropathy with gem-nab-paclitaxel, but in fact that regimen has some neuropathy as well.
Where do you see NALIRIFOX fitting into the pancreatic cancer treatment paradigm based off of this approval?
It'll be interesting to see how it's incorporated in different treatments. I think we now have an option that we didn't have before. The way I look at it sometimes is more options is better, and we now have a new option to treat patients with metastatic pancreatic cancer, which is this regimen. I think people in the community, and this trial was done for the community, it was really done to answer questions that are important for the treating oncologist who's not necessarily going to enroll their patients in academic center studies. This was done to answer questions for the community, and it was a community-driven trial. And so it now offers the community a new regimen, which was not available before, to gain some experience with that regimen and make decisions on their own as to, is this a regimen that they like to use moving forward in this disease? And so I think it's always important to keep trying in this disease to offer new therapies for patients. And in accordance with that, I am glad that the FDA issued this approval because it offers a new option for patients with this disease.
What unmet needs remain for patients with pancreatic cancer, and how might those needs be addressed in the future?
Also, there's huge unmet needs still in this disease. I don't think this trial satisfies those needs by any stretch of the imagination, if we're being honest. We really need to make significant improvements in this disease, both in early stages and late stages. We need to do a much better job incorporating new drugs into existing treatment regimens. We need to do a better job finding appropriate biomarkers. We need to do a better job with patient selection and recognizing different patients have different treatment needs. And so there is simply no shortage of important needs in this disease that are incumbent upon us in the community to try to answer these questions moving forward. This is just the beginning of new drug development in pancreatic cancer, in my opinion. We've got a whole host of new drugs that will come down the way in the next few years. Here we sit in early 2024, when there still hasn't been the kind of changes we want to see in this disease, but it's now nice to have a new option at our disposal.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Onclive On Air, sponsored by Ipsen. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Onclive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at Onclive. On Facebook, like us at Onclive, and follow our Onclive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Onclive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to Onclive On Air.